Welcome to AFSPA Talks, a production of the American Foreign Service Protective Association. Each week, we deliver informative health and wellness topics you want to know about, so be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast channel. And if you have any questions about content discussed in this episode, ask them at AFSPA Live, our live Q&A session streaming every last Thursday of the month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on youtube.com/AFSPAcares. Now, here's your host, Chief Operating Officer Kyle Longton.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of AFSPA Talks. I'm Kyle Longton, and here with me is...
Maddie Norton.
Maddie, I'm excited. It's been a couple weeks since our last podcast was out, and that was just me talking to folks about some coverage. But today, we're able to continue our focus for the month of February, which is fertility.
Woo!
Woo, indeed, because we had some big changes for FSVP and really all FEHB plans for 2024. And people are interested in that. Go back. We've talked about it last year, about those changes. But we also have something coming up later this week, because this episode should be reaching people on February 26th.
Yep.
But maybe you could talk about what we've got coming up on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, Thursday the 29th, leap day. We have AFSPA Live, and we have a special guest from Maven Clinic, one of our newest partners for 2024. And we will be talking all things fertility, infertility, the services that Maven offers for that, and the services that we offer as well for being an FSVP member. And then Friday, March 1st, if you're not aware already and you haven't registered, please register for our annual member meeting. You can come virtually or you can come in person to AFSPA headquarters. All of that information is on AFSPA.org/events. You can register there to attend virtually or in person. You can submit any questions you may have prior to the event. And we have some special speakers, and we are so excited for our annual meeting.
I appreciate you calling me special. I'll be speaking that day along with AFSPA Chairman Tom Tracy, and we'll have some presentations from other partners, including Maven and Teladoc. So not to be missed. And if you can't attend live, whether virtually or in person, we will have a recording of that for folks to go back and view at their convenience.
Absolutely. And it'll be on our YouTube page at AFSPA Cares.
All right. Now, I just been to return the focus to today's episode and our theme for the month, fertility. Some of the changes that came about for FSVP this year include expanded coverage for artificial insemination, so services like IUI, and advanced reproductive technology services like IVF. And these are come to mind for folks when they think about fertility. But, Maddie, there's one thing that these services have in common, and I think you know what it is from our previous conversation.
Yes.
It's prescription drugs.
Yes, it is.
There a little bit. this can include oral medications and injectable drugs or hormones and so forth. And these are things that a lot of us may not be familiar with. And so I'm delighted to say that, today we're going to learn more about these prescription drugs as AFSPA Talks, the Freedom Fertility Pharmacy. And we have two guests joining us for today's episode. And Maddie, I'm going to ask you to introduce the first one, and then I'll come in with a brief bio of our second guest.
All right. And our first guest is Kajal Patel, and she's a registered pharmacist and is the director of product management for Fertility Freedom Pharmacy, and a pharmacist who brings over 25 years of experience in the fertility marketplace. She is responsible for the business strategy and performance of Freedom, working closely across the Evernorth organization, including partners in operations, physician engagement, payer and pharma, account management, as well as the broader Cigna organization to strengthen, grow, and continue to evolve our fertility business to meet the needs of patients and customers.
Excellent. And we'll talk a little bit about the fact that Freedom Fertility Pharmacy is part of Evernorth, which is part of the larger Cigna family of companies. And we'll hear a little bit about that from both of our guests, including our second guest, who is Dan McLaughlin, a registered nurse and the director of client account support for Freedom Fertility Pharmacy. With more than 15 years of experience in the fertility field, He represents freedom, fertility, and their relationships with both external and internal partners. In addition, with his background as a registered nurse, he also acts as one of the subject matter experts of the fertility therapy across the broader Evernorth organization. So, Manny, I am positive I'm going to learn a lot today, and I hope that our members will as well.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Can't wait.
All right. Without further ado, here we go. Oh, and Kajal and Dan, thank you so much for joining us today. I think I want to start off with what I hope is an easy question, but will is important for us to understand going in. So what exactly is Freedom Fertility Pharmacy?
So let me start by saying Freedom Fertility Pharmacy, as is the name kind of tells you, is we're a specialty pharmacy that's solely focused on the needs of patients undergoing fertility treatment. We have almost 30 years of experience delivering personalized fertility care, compassion, and a peace of mind, hopefully, to patients that are going through time-sensitive and very highly customized treatments. So in my mind, I would like for you to think of us almost like a boutique pharmacy who's here to service the needs of all of the needs a fertility patient may have as it relates to medications, right? And so while fertility medications are dispensed from a specialty pharmacy, keep in mind that when you think about fertility, these are really acute in nature. And the turnaround time from when the pharmacy receives that order to making sure that we get the medications into the hands of the patients is critically important in their therapy, and why about half of the prescriptions that we receive today are shipped out within 24 hours of receiving them, right? We also have a long tenured number of pharmacists, technicians, and patient care coordinators who are trained and well-versed in fertility, which makes us unique compared to some of your local pharmacies who wouldn't have that expertise and the kind of understanding of the fertility space that you would want from your fertility pharmacy partner. And lastly, we, as a pharmacy, we are located just outside of Boston, Massachusetts, but we do ship nationwide to service patients across the country.
Okay, so I appreciate all the great information there, and you've said a couple of terms that are triggering other thoughts for me based on the pharmacy benefits our members are most familiar with. So I want to draw some connections here. You mentioned specialty pharmacy. We're talking about pharmacy. You know, for our members, they hear pharmacy, they think about Express Scripts. We hear specialty, yeah. We often think about Accredo. So are there connections? And if so, can you draw them for us so that we understand exactly where Freedom fits into this overall pharmacy ecosystem?
Yes, definitely. So when you think of Express Scripts, I'd want you to think of it as the organization that helps to manage your prescription coverage. And when you think about Freedom, we think of us, you know, as the pharmacy that the members or the patients are going to work with, and where, you know, they're going to work with us to receive their fertility medications. It's where we fill, we ship, and we get them directly to the patient. Freedom is part of the Evernorth family and is really considered to be a sister pharmacy to Accredo, which some people may be familiar with, as you said, right? I think the biggest distinction between us is that Freedom, as you know, we're entirely focused on fertility. Like any pharmacy, when you think about how does a patient get their prescriptions to us, your doctor can either, you know, order them directly with us by multiple methods. You have electronic methods like e-prescribing. They can fax it to us, or they can do old school and literally pick up the telephone and call us, and we'll take a prescription. And then from there, the Freedom Fertility team member is going to outreach to the patient to arrange and set up their account with the pharmacy, look at their insurance benefits, determine their coverage, and then also determine the best time for them to receive their medication order, dependent upon when they're going to begin therapy. And as you mentioned, Accredo, right, if by chance an order was sent to Accredo, you know, they will reach out to Freedom. Freedom will then reach out to the provider and begin to work with that patient and the provider to make sure that they were able to deliver the medication to the patient before they need to begin their therapy. So it's not uncommon. We also do have a physician engagement team that works with providers' offices so that they know that when you're thinking fertility, and even if the prescription card may say Accredo, that fertility needs to come to Freedom. And most providers across the country, because Freedom, like I said, has been in the market for 30 years, they know fertility equals freedom when it means Express Scripts or a credo.
Okay. That is incredibly important. I think that members don't have to worry about this. The providers have the knowledge it's happening for them, and they're getting that service. And so focus on the service. You mentioned location outside of Boston, but the ability to ship nationwide. And so I wonder if you could tell us a little bit more about that, because you also mentioned as we started the discussion that this is very time sensitive. Getting these drugs to people at the right time is incredibly important. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about delivery before we get into specifics about specific medications.
Yeah, definitely. So as I said, even though we're located in Massachusetts, our pharmacy is licensed to ship to all 50 states. And part of that service includes, you know, possibly complimentary overnight delivery, including delivery on Saturdays at no cost, when and where it's available. So not every part of the country necessarily has Saturday delivery. It's dependent upon the carrier. And then I think keep in mind, right, that the patient can set up a shipment to an address that best meets their needs, whether that's their home address, possibly a work address, or even a carrier pickup location like a FedEx or UPS location where they can pick up medication. But when we do ship out packages, the package is labeled in such a way to make sure we continue to maintain the privacy of that patient. So it doesn't say it's coming from Freedom Fertility Pharmacy, so that if somebody at work picks a package, they know you're going through fertility treatment. Fertility is very personalized. As we said, not a lot of people necessarily know patients are going through this therapy. And to your point, we do understand the urgent and time-sensitive nature of fertility treatments. And, you know, patients are only taking these medications for 10 to 14 days. So our pharmacy is open 7 days a week. And also due to the short-term nature of these medications, we have, and the fact that these patients need to continue to live their daily lives, right? They need to be able to go on vacation. They need to be able to take time off. Our pharmacists are always available to discuss, you know, traveling with medications and the appropriate and safe ways for them to store them, whether they're taking an airplane to go somewhere or they're on an extended road travel, right? A road trip or something like that. So know that you have access to pharmacists 24/7 to be able to help them with their medication needs too.
And I want to come back a little bit more to some of the other support programs that Freedom offers in just a minute. But before we do that, I do want to talk a bit about the drugs themselves, because I think people get into this and maybe they've seen something on TV or they heard about a friend or something. And I am positive we could spend hours or an entire year's worth of podcasts talking about specifics on each fertility drug that's out there. And I'm sorry we don't have time to do that. So I'm hoping that at a very high level, you can share a bit of information about the most common medications used for patients treating infertility, both those identifying as men and those identifying as women, and how those drugs might differ for those undergoing artificial insemination or more advanced procedures like IVF. So you have 2 minutes. I'm sure you can do it all in that time. No, please take the time, because I think this is so important for our members to understand, even just a little bit. They'll get more information from their providers, but give them a primer for when they're going into those conversations.
Sure. So I will actually hop in here and try to take that. I'll try to keep it under 2 minutes. You know, fertility drugs, they can include a variety of different types of medications and delivery methods. I think the biggest thing that's very different than other, you know, types of medication therapy is that these are all self-administered. So within the fertility therapy, there could be oral medications, injectable medications, topical products they're applying, vaginal products that they might be used. And this is all being done in combination with the physician's particular treatment plan for a patient. So, you know, talking about treatments, like you had mentioned, artificial insemination or IUI, what we most commonly see there are going to be patients placed on typically a short course of an oral medication. So a drug like Clomid or Clomiphene, typically taken for around 5 days. And really the intent of that drug is, you know, in sort of the highest level, is to really help with the development and the maturation of an egg. Now, in conjunction with that, they might be also prescribed a one-time injection that's actually going to initiate ovulation. And that's going to be really timed to be taken at a specific on a specific day the doctor determines based off of lab work and testing that's getting done. And it's usually going to be taken about 2 days before they actually go into the physician's office for the actual insemination procedure. So for an IUI, we're typically looking at two drugs that are taken. Again, it's a really short time frame, anywhere from really 5 to 10 days. Kind of on the opposite end of that spectrum, we have our IVF patients. So in vitro fertilization, it's a little bit more complex. And, you know, you're looking to really develop as many eggs as you safely can. So you're going to be really primarily using injectable drugs during that time frame. So there'll be medications that are designed, again, to help with the growth of those eggs and the development of those. Those will be medications like Gonal-F or Metacure that patients might hear when they're starting their journey. There'll also be drugs like medications called Cetrotide or Ganirelix that are going to be used to actually kind of temporarily block your body from ovulating to really allow the doctor to, again, develop those eggs without the risk of you ovulating prior to the actual egg retrieval surgery. In conjunction with all of this, patients are going to usually also be ordered supplementary medications. So medications that you might not associate with fertility. So these can be things like antibiotics, post-procedural pain medications, hormone supplements like estrogen or progesterone products that are really designed to help get your body sort of primed for a potential pregnancy. One of the unique things about Freedom is that we do offer all of these medications. So, you know, while these might not be specialty drugs that a normal specialty pharmacy might dispense, we dispense the entire breadth of the therapy so that patients only are having to worry about getting that single shipment that will hopefully contain everything they need for those, you know, 10 to 14 days that they might be doing their IVF cycle, for example. We also, obviously, you know, we understand that fertility is not just associated with female patients. We have male patients that are also going through fertility therapy. So we do dispense both oral and injectable drugs that can be used to assist male patients to really increase sperm production. There's the primary use of those. Those are medications like that Clomid that I mentioned, or Clomiphene, and then a medication called HCG or chorionic gonadotropin as well.
I thank you very much, because I think some of us have heard about these drugs sometimes in the context of fertility treatment, sometimes in other contexts, because there's some crossover indications for some of these drugs. And I appreciate also understanding, you know, how that everything you mentioned sort of comes together. So it's not I'm getting one shipment here of these drugs, something's coming from another pharmacy, or I've got to go fill it at retail or anything, that everything can come together so that you're not waiting and you've got, you know, exactly what is you're going to be taking over that 10 to 14 day period, as we've discussed. But you also mentioned something I think is important for people who will be undergoing these treatments to understand, and that's that all the infertility medications are self-administered. Fine for oral medications. Most of us, I think, starting maybe around age 8 or 9 at the latest, have had an experience with swallowing a pill, or at least crushing it up in applesauce in my house. The injectables, that is a whole new frontier for a lot of people. And I think preparing those and administering them can be a little daunting for people to make sure that they get it right. What kind of support does Freedom offer to members? Is it just they send it, there's a little instructional piece in the box, a pamphlet or something, or is there more to it where people can, I heard about the support from the pharmacists available 24/7. Is anything more that's available to members?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. You know, these are self-injectable medications. Excuse me. And we understand that most patients have never had to mix an administered injection, let alone multiple ones. We also recognize that, you know, the actual medication therapy is really short. So just like you mentioned, 10 to 14 days of actually taking the meds. So we always like to say we have a really short time frame to have a really big impact from a pharmacy perspective. So there's a few things that patients have access to. Number one is our pharmacist. You know, as Kajal mentioned earlier, we have a really long breadth of experience with our pharmacists just focusing on fertility. So every time we talk to a patient, when we're setting up that initial order, or if they might be ordering a refill, they're always, of course, offered to speak to a pharmacist and have sort of a clinical overview of the medications that they've been prescribed, along with going through side effects, you know, how to properly store them and how to administer them. So that's really step number one that they get. In addition to that, we do have a really great resource that we've had for several years that was kind of revolutionary in our space, and that's what's called Freedom MedTeach. And so Freedom MedTeach is a website, and it provides instructional videos on all sort of the common and major fertility injections. We've had this for, you know, going on almost 20 years now. It's available in 5 different languages, and it basically walks a patient all the way through, you know, washing your hands, getting sort of your supplies together, mixing medications, you know, choosing which injection site is appropriate for the different types of medications, whether it's subcutaneous or intramuscular, administering that injection safely and properly, all the way to how to safely dispose of any sharps materials and sort of clean up the area. So that's been a resource that, you know, our patients have consistently found to be super helpful, especially, you know, when we have patients that might be traveling, they can pull it up on their phone and watch the videos. They can you know, pause, go back as they're sort of doing things. It's a huge resource for our prescriber partners, so the physicians that are out treating these patients. They use it in conjunction with their own in-house, you know, the nurse education that occurs in the practices. And then lastly, like you had mentioned, 24/7, we understand that we are not just servicing patients within our own time zone on the East Coast. So it's really important for that, you know, as patients are administering new drugs, sometimes they're taking injections at 9 or 10 p.m. local time. If something comes up and they want to speak to a pharmacist and sort of walk through any sort of questions, they're able to contact us and get connected to an on-call Freedom pharmacist 24/7, 365 days a year. So
that's it's so key for our members who do travel, who maybe in different time zones, maybe managing different work schedules if they're working remotely for a mission overseas or something like that, to have that round the clock support, but also to have the Freedom MedTeach resources to report to. I think you said it, revolutionary in this space. And I hope that people will take advantage of that. And it sounds like I love the outreach to the provider so that they know it's available and can refer patients to it as well, because sometimes those resources go underutilized because people just don't know about it. And I want to ask a question and would be interested in your all's response to this. You know, we've got listeners, likely that who are all along the family planning journey at different points. So some may be just starting out and looking at an initial diagnosis of infertility. Others may be going through a second or third attempt. And some may just be listening to provide better support to a loved one who's on that journey. Is Freedom the right place to call for questions about infertility generally?
So, you know, at Freedom, we are absolutely, you know, strictly focused on really the medication needs. So in terms of sort of those general questions as patients are starting their journey, we probably would not be the best first stop for questions related to that or a resource for that. Okay. You know, with that being said, we certainly, you know, if a patient has questions about the fertility medication ordering process, you know, what to expect from that, we definitely welcome those phone calls, even if a patient does not have active prescription that's been sent to us. We have our patient care coordinators available to be able to walk them through what that process will look like to sort of get them prepared for what will happen should they eventually have the need for fertility medication.
Okay. And I think that's great, because that people need a whole group to support them when they're on this journey. And we have Freedom to answer those questions when it comes to the medication. For more general questions, for FSBP members, we have support available from the care managers at Aetna, as well as the fertility advocates at Aetna as well, and our partners at Maven. And we'll include some more information in the show notes about those services, as well as about how to contact and get more information about Freedom Fertility. Yep. This has been incredibly informative for me, and I hope for our listeners as well. But before we wrap up, is there anything that you all would add, anything that you feel like we've missed in our conversation today?
No, I think I would just say thank you for having us on today, giving us the opportunity to talk about the services that Freedom provides, and, you know, to your listeners, giving us the opportunity to be part of their journey, should this be a road that they end up, you know, needing to take.
Yeah, I'd echo what Dan says. You know, thank you for the opportunity. And, you know, I think you'll get more information on Freedom if you need it, but know that we're here to help.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today, sharing your experience and your expertise about freedom, fertility, and just fertility drugs and the whole process overall. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
For more information about Freedom Fertility Pharmacy, please visit freedomfertility.com.
Coverage of medications may be subject to prior approval and prior authorization of fertility services by the Foreign Service Benefit Plan. Please contact the plan's fertility advocate at 833-415-1709 for more information.
For prior approval of comprehensive infertility and ART services, whether services are rendered in the U.S. or outside the U.S., please contact the plan's infertility care manager line at 800-593-2354.
Also, please listen to our January 2024 episode on Maven to learn more about their support for infertility, maternity, and more.
This has been ASPA Talks, a production of the American Foreign Service Protective Association. All information offered in this podcast is meant to be educational. The views expressed by the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily represent ASPA.
Should there be any discrepancy between information offered in this podcast and official plan documents of the Foreign Service Benefit Plan or the other products offered by ASPA, the policy provisions will prevail.
Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe to ASPA Talks to catch our next episode. Please rate and review us on your favorite podcast app and share feedback with us on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn at ASPA Cares.
We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on ASPA Talks. Be sure to subscribe to our channel so you'll never miss an episode. If you have any follow-up questions about the topics in this episode, join our ASPA Live Q&A session on the last Thursday of every month. We will be streaming live on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/AFSPACares at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to answer your questions. Thanks for listening.